Marcia Hyatt is joining us now. What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about connection. This is a summary of some research that a woman out of the University of Houston has done. Her name is, I think it's Bren Brown or Brené Brown. And it was interesting. This YouTube was forwarded to me by my stepdaughter. And at the same time, you know, within a day, someone had sent me a quote about courage and they connect in. So let me just start with the quote that my friend carries on her name badge holder. You know, when you work in corporate life, you often have a name badge holder. She wears this to remind her, and it says, "With courage, you will dare to take risks, have the strength to be compassionate, and the wisdom to be humble. Courage is the foundation of integrity." That's Kaneshvan Nayar. And I thought, that's just a fabulous quote. What a great definition or way of thinking about courage. Well, interestingly, this research around connection comes back around to courage. So let me start with Dr. Brown's work. She wanted to understand connection because it's connection that gives purpose and meaning to our life, right? There's all kinds of things about what it does to your health and the quality of your life, et cetera. Well, she wanted to understand what knocks us out of connection. And as she was studying that, what she found really quickly was shame and fear. And underneath shame and fear is our excruciating vulnerability as human beings. And that shame and fear, which, by the way, I thought was interesting. She says just very casually, by the way, this is something basically everyone has. And the ones that have it the most are the ones that probably talk about the least. And the ones that don't have it may be the ones that don't have any compassion or empathy for other people. So basically, it's in us, shame, like the fear that I am not blank enough, whatever blank it is. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not talented enough. I'm not, you know, all of that. And so that's a big part of the human condition. So she basically, for connection to happen, we can't let the shame and fear block our willingness to show people who we are, which includes the parts that are not perfect.
As pretty.
Yeah, that ugly underside that we all have. And so then she was studying some more about what allows connection to happen, even with the fact that shame is kind of universal. And she found this group of people that were different, that really had strong connection, strong love, sense of belonging. And so she goes, okay, now this is like 6 years of studying shame. She's like, okay, what is it about these people? Well, she labeled wholehearted people. And what she found with these people is that they had a sense of worthiness. The only difference between their ability to connect, their love and belonging, was that they believed they were worthy of it, even with the shame, even with, you know, the fact that, you know, there's sort of that little doubt we always carry, because they had courage, which in the Latin definition of courage, the cur, I think it's cur, is heart, right? So they tell the story of who they are wholeheartedly. They have no embarrassment about their underside. They have the courage to be imperfect, the compassion, and they're compassionate with self, which, as we've talked about, when you're compassionate with self, it ripples to be compassionate with those around you. Therefore, they had more connection based on people really seeing who they were, the authentic, whole self. So that meant, basically, this researcher, Dr. Brené Brown, Bryn or Brené Brown said, is we have to learn how to embrace our vulnerability. We all have it. It can be excruciating, and it can lead us to sort of the least best parts of ourselves, or it can lead us to showing up as the best part of ourselves and having that kind of connection. And so vulnerability is basically the birthplace of joy or the birthplace of fear. And so we have an option in terms of how we deal with our vulnerability. We all struggle with it. You know, it's excruciating to, you know, to really face how vulnerable we really are. And so what we often do to cope is we numb ourselves out. You know, food, purchasing, medicating, you know, all that, drink, et cetera. Sometimes we, and the problem with numbing ourselves out, of course, is you can't selectively numb yourself. You can't just numb the bad feelings without numbing also the joy and aliveness and gratitude, you know, all that. The other way we deal with struggle with vulnerability is that we try to make anything that's uncertain certain. Like, I know the answer. Don't confuse me. I've got the truth, which can lead to a lot of blaming, a lot of righteousness, a lot of intolerance of any difference. Or we can deal with our struggle with vulnerability to pretend that what we do doesn't impact people. So we can do pretty harsh. I mean, a friend of mine who's was maybe a little cynical, he says organizations is where we do horrible things to people but expect good results. So, you know, but we sometimes can shut off, you know, the consequences of our action. Whereas if we open up to our vulnerability and let ourselves be deeply seen, it opens up the possibility of a level of connection and acceptance in ourselves. And the place it starts is believing that we're enough. And stop listening to the screaming, fearful voice in our head and start shifting that. It's like, no, this is it. This imperfect self is just enough. That takes a lot of courage.
Indeed.
And I wish all of us that movement to embracing our vulnerability.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you, CJ.